This episode of Married to Martinis is brought to you by Duke Cannon. Father's Day is right around the corner, and it's the perfect time to thank Dad for all the lawns he's mowed or the diapers he's changed, because, come on, we do help. We change diapers. The challenge is, most dads already have all the tools that they need, and we certainly don't need another tie. Instead, consider honoring Dad with Duke Cannon's superior quality grooming goods, designed for the hardworking man in mind. They don't offer anything too fancy, just high-quality goods made in the USA. So go to DukeCannon.com, that's DukeCannon.com, and enter the promo code MARRIAGE. You'll get 15% off your first order and free shipping over $35. DukeCannon.com, promo code MARRIAGE. Welcome back, guys. Marriage and Martinis. This is Adam and Danielle. Take your sip and say hello. Mm. Very good. Okay, so pet peeve number one.
When, wait, for real?
When you go for a run and come back to record without showering first.
Why, do you smell me?
Yes.
Oh, you do?
Oh, my God.
I'm glad you pointed out that I went for a run.
Yeah.
It's been a while.
How many miles did you go?
I mean, by my calculations.
You were gone for a long time.
I was. That doesn't mean I went very far.
Okay, so this is pet peeves part two. And I was thinking, like, we haven't had a good fight in a while. So it's kind of like
really?
Due time. So
see, and this is one of my interesting things on my pet peeves thing, that you have no sense of time accuracy whatsoever, because we had an enormous fight the night after we did the mental load episode. And that was only like
2 weeks ago?
A few weeks ago.
Yeah. So it's been 2 weeks. So it's been a while.
Oh.
Right?
Okay, sure. Okay,
I guess. Yeah, I felt it was.
Oh, and that laugh that you do right there.
Yeah.
That's, oh my God.
Bad.
Oh, I hate it.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I won't do that. You don't snap. Your fingers.
But snapping is important. Snapping is a very underrated talent.
I didn't know that that laugh was bad.
Well, it's like a tad fake.
Oh, really?
It's like... you know what? Now that you have this fun little board here where you can play all these sound effects.
All right. Thank you, everybody. All of you supporters out there, we have a little bit better sound now because you guys helped us out. And we were able to get a little bit of new equipment. So this is part two. And we did part one. Was that episode two?
Mm-hmm.
Wow. So that was a long time ago.
Right.
And I don't remember everything we talked about. So we might repeat ourselves. Sorry if we do. I did not go back and listen. Did you?
I didn't. I remembered some stuff that I can, and I was trying to think to myself, is there things, are there pet peeves that we had on there that we've both gotten better at? And I did think of one that you got better at was, well, the not that you've gotten better at the teeth grinding, but the last time we went away together to a hotel, you wore your mouth guard for the first time ever.
Right. I don't know where it is, though. That was the last time I wore it because I can't find it now.
So how much did you spend on that? Did you guys wear it once?
No, I wore it a few more times than that.
Okay.
Okay, so pet peeves. Quick definition. Something that...
A definition of pet peeves.
Yes. Well, they need to know if they don't understand what pet peeves is or are.
Okay, listen up, everybody.
Something that a particular person finds especially annoying. Now you know what it is.
Oh, my God. Oh, that's funny.
I can't not do that laugh. That's my laugh. I can't. I'm not. Now I'm noticing it because
you
said
something.
But you
never do it when it's not the podcast. You only do it on the
podcast. Is that true?
Well, maybe I don't notice it as much.
Yeah.
But when I'm, and it doesn't usually annoy me as much when we're doing it, but when I listen back and I hear it, I'm like, oh my, like, you know that scene in War of the Roses where she's like, sometimes I just want to smash your face in.
No, never saw it.
I feel like that.
Should have seen it. Never saw it.
You should still see, you still can.
It's not too late.
It's never too late. You're not dead yet.
Well, I never saw The Lost Boys, and that's like almost detrimental, but I feel like now, you know what? Now I'm not going to watch it still.
Why?
Because like it's too late. It's
never too late.
Yeah, to see that, like I think that was had its time. Like,
We watched with the kids the other night. We watched Bonnie and Clyde with the kids the other night.
Well, we're not done, so don't spoil it. I don't know what happens
like
at the end.
It's like real history. You don't know what happens at the end. They become the president and first lady of the United States.
Right. Even more of a pet peeve is that black thing between your teeth right now.
Oh, really? Yeah. Where? Where is it?
I have to look at you the whole time now that we're
where
recording.
Is it?
Not in the middle, but on...
On the top or bottom?
The top between them. Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
It's gone.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So now we got the definition. Everybody knows what a pet peeve
Thank
is.
God, you yep. had that.
And we know that we might repeat ourselves. And we know that you stink and I have to sit here and smell it. Okay.
All right, let's go.
Before we get into it, I did my research. And according to Psychology Today, I found an article on Psychology Today, which I really liked. And I'm going to reference it a few times throughout the podcast here. But just before we get started, what they have to say about pet peeves in marriage. And I liked it, so I just want to read it real quick. Relationships are fertile breeding grounds for pet peeves to develop. While we learn to tolerate some of our partner's annoying habits, others can become even more irritating over time. Once pet peeves begin to accumulate, they can be highly damaging to a couple's emotional bond. In some cases, pet peeves can make one member of the couple feel emotionally allergic to each other, hastening the demise of the entire relationship. I like that one part there where it says, can make each other feel emotionally allergic to each other. That's a good way of saying that. Like you feel like you have an allergy to... Like you're snapping.
Right.
No, you're clapping.
Really, by snapping or clapping really God, bothers you?
I hate your snapping.
When do I snap?
At any time. You know what? You and your sister both do it. You're the same with like clapping and snapping. I think your mom too. Not snapping, but the clapping. I don't know. It's just, wow.
I don't even realize.
Yeah, for like listening to the music in the car and you just start snapping along.
Well, you know what? I don't have a lot of, I have no rhythm. My voice is not good, but I'm a really good snapper. So I feel like I need to utilize my strengths.
Yeah, I guess you are a good snapper.
I am.
So
I'm
much
really
so
good.
That it's like, God.
It's an underappreciated talent.
It sure is. Mm-hmm. Anything you have before we just go into it? Are you we good?
Well, no, a little bit. I was just going to say that being married is also having a full-time roommate the rest of your life. So one roommate for years to come is you're bound to have total annoyances with each other. Mm-hmm. And if you think about anybody else you've lived with, when have you lived with somebody and not been annoyed by things? I mean, just cohabitating in a space is, you're bound to have that. Siblings or, it's funny because before I became a parent, if you had told me that the little things my kids did would have annoyed me the way that they do. Like I thought it was going to be like unconditional love and things that annoyed me about other people weren't going to annoy me with my own kids. And it is unconditional love. But at the same time, there's a ton of things that they do that I can't stand. Like the chewing. Our kids
chew
like fucking animals.
Chewing problems in our kids.
It's disgusting. Yeah. And when they do it, I don't know if they need some kind of like chewing therapy or something.
No, all right, that's another pet peeve.
What?
Every problem you need a therapist for. you need to get all of us help for all of our problems.
Well, that's true. But it really, and I know that there's that like misophonia.
Sure.
Which is Dax Shepard talks about it all the time on
Aren't
his
there
podcast.
There's people on TV that, hey, if you had misophonia, you have
misophonia.
Isn't that what you said?
It's misophonia.
Misophonia.
It's a
we can represent
of sounds.
You in court for getting sick.
Is that true?
Isn't that what that is? Misophonia? Miso?
What?
I don't know. Some kind of sickness from like working with asbestos or something. Isn't that what that is?
No, misophonia is a hatred of sounds.
Okay,
like
that's
it's
different.
Like where you get like really it gets to you on the inside. You can't take it. Somebody who's certain foods, like if someone's chewing Doritos or something, you get super
right.
like cringy. And when the kids chew, I swear to God sometimes. And I say to them, I'm like, no one's going to want to sit next to you.
Mm-hmm. I understand that.
It's disgusting.
Yeah, it's disgusting.
And certain things like the tapping, like they'll always be like... The dog just freaked out.
Good. Good job. Now they think somebody's at the door.
But seriously, I can't. They'll be like just sitting there tapping on something. And I'm like, really?
Yeah, but
can't
I do
you
that.
Just be? Oh, you do that all yeah. the time. So stuff like that, it's just part of someone being in your space. And
have you ever lived alone?
Like alone?
Alone. Like your own place.
No.
Yeah.
Have you?
No, no. Are you no, kidding? Right, I'm right. the opposite.
Right. Well, I ruined that for you.
Yeah, you did.
Because you were supposed to be living alone and I came in. And
you forced yourself in.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Well, I moved back from the city to be near you and I was living in my parents and I was like, why am I living in my parents when he has an apartment and I could just be living with him?
Yeah, I had it for like a week and then right. you were in.
Right.
Yeah, I lived at my parents' house, obviously, like we all do.
Then no, I didn't.
No, I'm saying like from childhood.
Oh.
And then I went to boarding high school. So I lived with a roommate in high school. I did sleepaway camps. So I lived with like 10 other guys. I went to college for 6 months and that, yeah. And then I came home, worked for 2 weeks. I had my own place. And then there you were. Right. Never lived alone.
Right. I know. In hindsight, you probably should have lived alone.
Right.
But I wasn't willing to live at my parents when you've been away for 4 years at college, it feels like moving back in with your parents is a step backwards. Now I don't see it like that. Now I sort of see how that could be a stepping stone to something. You save money. There's a reason to do it. But at the time I was like, I'm not moving back in with my parents.
So you
That's
feel like
moving
now
backwards.
It's a good idea.
I think it's a fine idea.
Fine idea.
I think if you can afford not to and you have a situation where you can't, then yeah, I'd rather, listen, moving back in with your parents is hard after you've been living on your own. But anyway, so that's it. So yes, I'm ready.
Okay. Pet peeves, part two. Who's going first?
Mm-hmm.
I'll start.
Mm-hmm.
Well, we're recording, so we might as well start with a podcast one. A pet peeve I have about you, about podcasting.
Oh, really?
Can you guess it?
About my editing.
Editing.
Yeah.
You are an editing, I wanted to say pain in the ass, but I couldn't think of...
I'm an editing Nazi. Is that a wrong...
I didn't want to say that.
Are we not allowed to say that? I don't know. They say soup Nazi on Seinfeld.
Right, that's true, but that was the 90s. It's 20... Yeah, you know, it's... So you're allowed to... Because that's the word I wanted to use.
Right.
And I was nervous about saying that, but I think it's okay.
I don't know.
I do.
Okay, well, it's his fault.
And you're going to make me edit that out as once you hear it back.
It might. It's possible.
What's your favorite editing word?
Titan. Titan. Just tighten.
Just tighten it up.
Tighten it a little bit. I don't think you like the word tight.
Like, I want the episode to be conversational and fluid. And you want just the good stuff. Mm-hmm. Like, take out the... all right, I get the 1,000 you knows that you say that I have to take out...
But we usually don't even do that.
Oh, no, we don't usually not do that.
Oh.
Don't not.
Right.
Usually we do that.
Okay.
I do that.
Okay.
So, yeah, I hate that.
Okay.
And then.
Oh, there's more.
While editing, you'll always keep adding new things while I'm editing, interrupting my flow of like what I'm trying to do. Like I'm concentrating on all your you knows or whatever you ask me, and then you're in the background at 34:15, take out this. At 42:20, just tighten it a little bit.
I don't want people to get bored.
Just take out 15 minutes to 17 minutes, 20 seconds. Just take the whole chunk out. While I'm trying, so for all of you that are listening, when I say 34:15, that's 34 minutes, 15 seconds. Mm-hmm. Take that part out or take whatever. And like you don't stop. And I'm trying to do it
because
while you're...
I hear like Oprah's Super Soul conversations. I'm like, oh my God, it sounds so perfect. And I'm like, I want mine to sound like that.
Yeah.
But we're not going to because we're no Oprah. But I feel like, listen, we're like a garage podcast.
Yeah, but all
we're
the
like,
top podcasters don't edit. They just
okay,
record.
And that's why they're the top podcasters. They don't need to edit.
Well, someday.
Yeah, someday. but there's also, but I also have to think from the perspective of I still have kids. Sometimes you want to leave stuff in, and we leave a lot in, and we're very, we don't edit a lot because it's too racy or anything. But sometimes I'll say something. I'll be like, okay, if my kid listens to that one day, that I don't want them to hear that.
Okay.
So from that perspective, that's, yeah, that what, happened that's what that's once. About.
All the other times, it's tighten it.
Right, tighten. tighten. Mm-hmm.
All right, you're up.
Okay, well, I want to preface this with that you are not, as far as you don't have certain pet peeves, as I know mine are all going to be about cleanliness. I'm a mess to live with. I'm not organized. It's going to be all the same bullshit about how.
I'm very variant here.
Variants.
Yes.
Okay. Well, I'm so glad that I have so many pet peeves in different areas.
Yes,
but
you do.
I was going to say that yours all center kind of around selfishness.
Okay.
That's really at the heart of it is something much bigger than just pet peeves. It's that you have this selfish, entitled aspect of your personality that it all goes back to. And I've always said this, I've always been like, it's AAA. It's all about Adam. Like, all about Adam. Triple, like,
wow.
I've said that to you.
No,
before.
You haven't.
Okay.
You've said it's all about Adam, but I never got the AAA.
Yeah, like it's all, it's, that's what it all comes back to, is that you're getting better.
I am.
You are.
For like 2 weeks, I have not even thought about myself.
Say that. That's good. That's more time realistic.
Yeah.
But
it's been like months, but keep going.
Okay. You've definitely gotten a lot better, but it all stems from a place of that you have this overall selfishness that I think maybe that's what a lot of pet peeves are, right? Like, we know somebody else is annoyed by it, but we're not willing enough to really fix it.
Yeah, but should you?
That's a question.
When it's something like selfishness, yeah, you work on that. Mm-hmm. But when it's something like biting your fingernails, like, okay, you don't like it? Okay,
right, but
too
if
bad.
You live with somebody who you know absolutely hates it, are you going to try to...
Oh, yeah, but like something like that, which is so minuscule, like it's... All right, fuck you, deal with it.
Right.
Like, you know what I mean?
Right, well, that's what you think, but the other person is...
Yeah, but they have they have those things too. So you have to... You know what I'm saying?
So my first thing is what I would like to call selective neatness. Meaning that we always talk about how clean and neat you are with your own stuff. And really, I mean, if we do take pictures, your closet, your bathroom cabinets, your car, everything is fucking immaculate.
Why'd you get mad at me today? You don't remember?
God, there's so many things.
No, there was.
What was it?
It was this morning. We were getting ready and you're like, okay, what's your plan? Because I had to edit and tighten the whole episode that has already been released. And you're like, okay, so I have a lot to do. And you said, what's your plan? And I said, I'm organizing my shorts for the summer.
Organizing your shorts. Last night we had 7 kids sleep here. Our downstairs looks like a frat house. And you're organizing your fucking shorts.
Yeah.
Because, and I'm thinking to myself, he could be doing the dishes in the sink. Your shorts don't need organizing.
But they do because I have to be prepared for the week coming up.
Okay. All right. So selective neatness is the fact that, yes, your stuff always looks amazing, but you'll walk past in the foyer or on the steps. Our dogs bring stuff everywhere. They take shoes out of the foyer, out of the laundry room closet. They take socks out of the laundry and carry them around. You will walk by something on the floor 75 times and not pick it up. But your stuff always looks perfect.
Yeah.
Right. I know.
Yeah.
And it drives me insane because I'm like, really? You just walked by Augie eats all our pencils. You just walked by, he ripped up a pencil in the middle of the floor and you step around it on the stairs to get upstairs.
But how'd you know that pencil was there?
Because I walked by it. Because
you saw it too.
Okay, but I'm known to be messy.
Oh.
But for you, it's a selfish neatness. It's all Adam's stuff.
I know what you're saying.
It's not the common areas you don't give a crap about.
But because you don't care about that stuff.
I do care.
Well, then you don't do anything about it.
Of course I do, but I'm doing it all day long, a little bit at a time. Really, when you come home, it's the same dishes in the sink that were in there. No, it's different dishes that are in the sink because I put the other ones away and now there's a whole new set.
Mm.
Okay. That's gonna piss me off.
Yeah, I know.
Oh, I just saw an interview with Jane Fonda. I love Jane Fonda. I listen to everything she's on, and she said one of the things she said was she was married 3 times, and she admits she's not good at relationships. That was one place in her life that she failed. She never was able to have like a healthy working relationship, but. The interviewer asked her, he said, so how did you know each time when the marriage was over? She's like, I started to picture my husband dead. She said, I started to picture it. When I started picturing him dead, I knew the marriage was over. And I was like, shit, I picture Adam dead all the time.
Remember in This Is 40 where they picture each other,
how would you die?
Yeah. Yeah. Right. Yeah, I have those thoughts all the time. How I would kill you and how you would die without my involvement.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I have so many good ones.
Well, mine's more about the after, like all the shit I do that now that you're not here. I'm not actually picturing you dead. I don't care. I just want you gone out of the picture.
Right. And how exciting you're all of like the prospects of like without me here.
It's amazing.
Yeah.
But with her, she's like I'm like, oh shit, is that what it takes? Because we're still together. But I loved that she said that.
All right.
Okay. So that's my first one. Yeah. Fucking selective neatness.
Oh, okay. All right. Speaking of running, I might have mentioned this one on the first one. I don't know. You go for a run, you come back, you're at the driveway, you won't even look at the mailbox, you won't even look at the garbage can that has to be brought up to the driveway, at the top of the driveway, and you just come on right back up without even helping, without even bringing the garbage can or getting the mail. Like, why?
First of all, I have a fear of the mail.
Like an OCD thing?
No, it's more of it's not as much an OCD thing as it is one of my like factors of my avoidance, like that I don't want to deal with adulting and reality.
So you'll see like the letter from the bank who says we're repossessing your house. Something like that.
I do worry about that happening. I'm not going to lie. But it's more like, okay, what came in the mail for me the other day? I have grand fucking jury duty.
I have that coming up too.
Right. Oh. What could you possibly? Huh? But that's the mail. Like I get the mail and it's...
Well, the mail sucks. The mail's stupid.
It's something from the health department and in the city that we live in because I'm a week late renewing our dog's registration, or it's that the kids were late too many days to school, or I hate the mail.
Well, the mail has become either junk or like deathly important.
Right.
That's it. There's no in between.
Or like, yeah, just... something punishing you for something.
Well, yeah, like a court or the IRS or any government, they don't call. They only send mail. Mm-hmm. So it's either that or...
I don't even get good catalogs
anymore. Just going to say, it's either that or like shit catalogs.
No, shit catalogs, not even good catalogs anymore.
Yeah, or like the landscaper coming around saying, hey, use me kind of thing.
Right.
That's all it is.
Right, so I hate, so I literally...
Okay, but it can't just stay there.
Well, it can.
Okay.
No, it can't. But I know, and it does come in, and then or it's freaking Easy Pass. I'm always in trouble with Easy Pass, and so that's why I avoid the mail. So that's my.
And what about the garbage can?
I'll start bringing the garbage in. Maybe what it is that we've been married for almost 20 years now, and I've never been in charge of the garbage. So maybe I just.
Yeah, but that's not being in charge of the. That's bringing the empty garbage can just to the top of the driveway.
Okay, I'll start doing that.
Oh, that's so sweet of you. All right, what you got? Bring it on.
Okay, I'm calling this one. Adam is his own biggest fan.
All right, so are we still on the selfish topic here?
Well, it's all selfish. Like? That's okay. What it all stems from. All stems from the same thing. And that you give yourself so much credit. And like that sometimes I think you're living in like an alternate reality. You love those sci-fi shows and everything. And I'm like, oh, he literally is living in an alternate reality. Like you'll talk about yourself. Like we'll talk about a problem that we've had. And you're like, oh, I haven't done that in so long. And I'm like, you just freaking did that last week. Or I have a good example.
Time is subjective.
If you're a dog, dogs have no sense of time. Right. People should. You should have a sense of time. We did the finance episode.
Mm-hmm.
And in the finance episode, at one point you say, oh, Danielle doesn't know anything about money or saving. But, you know, if I want to buy something, I'll cut spending somewhere so that I can buy something that I really want. And I'm thinking to myself, is he for real? he cuts spending somewhere so that he can buy something he wants. You never cut spending anywhere.
Oh, yes, I do. I swear I do.
See, this is going to cause a fight.
Okay.
Like what? But you should have bought two overpriced houses that we couldn't afford, but you only bought one?
All right, you're going to the extreme.
That is the extreme. But that is you maybe it's, maybe I should say it the opposite way. Maybe it's that you don't really take into heart stuff that you've done, and allow yourself the moment of, oh shit, I shouldn't have done that. Instead, you focus on stuff that isn't real, like that you really think that you are some kind of frugal, like saving.
I agree with you. I do agree with you. I think that's also one of the things that I'm much better at recently within the last year that I've been working on.
You're working on it, but that the finance episode was like 2 months ago. Not even a month and a half ago, maybe.
Yeah.
And you're still doing that. Like you're humiliating me to make yourself look better. Like, oh, Danielle's really bad at money, but I understand it and all. When really, no, obviously don't.
Yeah, I understand it. I was just stupid with it.
Right.
Yeah.
But you didn't say that during the episode. You're talking to this finance guy and you're trying to make it sound like you know what you're talking about. And
Okay.
All
right. I could take it.
Yeah. So, oh my God, in a moment like that, when you're talking to somebody and sometimes I'm like, he's so full of shit. And it frustrates me because I'm like, just be real. Like, you're so real on the podcast in so many ways. But then sometimes you'll be talking and I'll be like, what? Who the, what? Like, I can't even.
Yours are intense. I have just like fun
stuff.
Because
you don't do those little, you're not.
I'm easy.
I have fun stuff too.
I have no like things that you could come up with except for like going like deep. I'm just a good person to you and to live with.
What are you even talking, see?
I don't have those little things that like annoy you.
Right. You have huge things that have only ruined our lives.
Exactly.
That's what it is.
You weren't supposed to respond to that statement. Okay. All right. Everybody shut your ears because this is disgusting. So don't listen because I'm going to throw up just even mentioning it.
What?
How you let the dogs eat their bones everywhere on the couch, in the beds. There's like bone stains in the sheets. And that's the reason I don't sleep with you, by the way.
No, it's not the reason it's not. You don't
I'm just
sleep
saying
with
that.
Me.
But it, no, I'm exaggerating it to a point. But
What am I supposed to do?
So
I don't want them to either.
You're their master. You say no.
Okay,
don't
fine.
Do that.
But if I say no, I'm the only one who's going to say no. There are four other people in this family.
I would say no.
You're not home all day.
No, but I see it in the mornings and at night, and I would say, but I can't be the one to say, no, don't do that. And then once I leave, they can do that.
But we have three kids and everything also.
No, but we're the ones who are supposed to show these dogs what they're allowed and not allowed to do.
Well, it's too late.
I know it's too late, but it's gross.
Well, they do so many gross things, and it's almost like you can't have pets if that's going to be. And I know a lot of people don't let their dogs on the bed, and I like having my dogs on the
Me
bed.
Me too.
Everything. And sometimes if I'm going to watch TV, our dogs piss us off so many times because they're barking or whatever. If they're sitting on my bed watching a bone, leaving me alone while I watch Game of Thrones, dude, eat your fucking bone. I don't care.
Disgusting, though.
I do agree that there is a disgusting element, but they eat it at the foot of the bed. They're not like eating it on our
Doesn't
pillow.
Doesn't matter. So gross.
All right. Well, I agree. I do agree that it's gross, but there's...
Okay.
Sometimes when you have pets, kids are gross too. Our kids... put their shoes on our bed and
yeah, but
they're
you have to,
disgusting
you have
to, too.
Yeah, but you can't like treat a kid like a pet. So you have to
I don't
kinda...
think we treat our pets better than we treat our kids a lot of times.
Okay. That was a small one. So move on. Mm. What you got? What else about my
selfishness? Oh, so should I do a small one since you did a small one? Okay. I'll skip number three and go back to it. So you lie in bed and eat those damn sesame seeds.
No, they're not sesame seeds.
What are they?
Sunflower seeds.
Oh my God.
That's annoying.
It's just, first of all, sometimes you'll be lying in bed and I come in and I'll like want to lie with you and maybe watch something, although I never want to watch what you're watching. Right. And you're like, like the noise that it makes. And then I find the shells. You think the dog bones are gross? You leave shells everywhere in the bed, on the couch, on the floor. There's literally shells everywhere after. Right. And that's one of those things that's like, really, you're so clean when you want to be clean, and then you won't pick up your shells. And then you leave the cup with the empty shells.
That's not gross. What's wrong with that?
Your saliva is all over, and you leave it right next to the bed.
Yeah.
Are you kidding me?
They're just shells of a sunflower seed.
With your saliva all over them.
No, it's empty. Your
the cup is moist when I pick it up.
It is not. There are dry shells that I spit into the cup.
It bothers me.
Too bad. I'm not stopping that.
I know you're not.
I love
sunflower seeds. And it's not that big of a deal. I don't really care. Trust me, you do way worse.
Thank you.
But that's your eating. Oh, and when you spit back into your glass like this. Here, yeah, let me see if that. I can do it. I know. Well, here.
I don't do that. I'm not a water fountain.
I don't know. It's disgusting. It's don't ever share drinks with Adam. It's all backwash. Wait, here. Go ahead. Hmm? No, I didn't hear it that time.
I did good.
I didn't hear it. Working on it. But it's literally, your drink must be all backwash.
No, I don't know what it is. It's not even just drink. Like, it's coffee. It's anything that I'm drinking.
I know you spit back into the cup.
I don't spit. I don't know.
Are you like claiming your, is it like a peeing on something kind of thing?
Nobody can touch this glass.
This is my drink now that you, okay. Yes. I thought that was going to be one of yours.
What?
That I don't leave your food or drinks alone when we're out eating and everything. That I always.
Next.
Oh.
I guess I'll skip to that one.
Oh, okay. Is that on there?
I'll skip around just like you. Okay, number 11. Even though we're only up to, what, 3? Eating in front of you.
I have real food envy. It's a problem.
You stare at my food like a hawk waiting to catch its prey.
Oh, that's a good metaphor.
Yes.
Actually, that's a simile.
I thought a long time about that simile.
Mm-hmm. A hawk waiting to eat its prey.
If any of you have the,
you're good with the words,
pleasure of having dinner or anything with Danielle, she will stare at your plate until you are done eating.
I love food so much.
It's the most.
I really do. I love it.
We took Ian to the Blue Man Group yesterday. Or I went to the show with Ian and his friends, the Blue Man Group. And they have this shtick where they're just like very obscure and very strange, and they're almost alien-like. And sometimes they'll come into the audience, and all of a sudden you'll look over because it's very dark, and there's just one staring at you, mm-hmm. And it's that uncomfortable like, what do I do? What do I say? That's Danielle while you're eating. Mm-hmm. She's the blue man weird thing.
But when I go out with friends, we all share things, and then sometimes we'll be halfway through eating, and I'll be like, oh shit, have they eaten anything? Because I'm so fast. I'm such a fast eater.
Yes, you're a fast eater.
I am. I love food.
Yeah.
And you're always eating what I want to eat.
I don't mind sharing. Like, I'm not Joey. Like, I'll share food, but I don't want you. Joey doesn't share food.
You really don't share food.
I don't actually share food.
No. And when we go out, I think the problem is that I get in this zone where once I start eating, like, I can't stop.
Yeah, and that's fine, but.
Is it?
maybe not, but. It's just this like uncomfortable hovering over my aura is being.
I know. I feel like in school, you know, I've always said with when you're taking a test and you put that folder up in front of you, they should sell that for food.
What?
Like when you were taking a test and the teacher didn't want you to cheat. So you all put your folders up in front of your papers so that nobody else could see it.
No.
Really? You guys didn't do that?
Nobody wanted to cheat off me. So I didn't have
the
folder. I know,
but probably the person next to you had it because you probably always cheated off the person next to you.
No, I didn't cheat.
Bullshit. We all cheated.
I didn't cheat on tests.
Yeah,
I didn't care.
You didn't care.
Yeah.
Right. So the folder in front, you never had that?
What, like a manila folder?
Whatever your folder was for school.
Okay.
You put that in front of you.
Like a trapper keeper?
Fine, a trapper keeper.
I had a Lamborghini of mine. What do you have?
I think I probably just had whatever was cheapest at the CVS.
Right.
So, I feel like they need to sell that sometimes for food. like that you should have something that you can put in front of your food that I can't even see it. Right? Like they should That's offer those at restaurants. Like husbands should be able to order that. Yes. Like, excuse me, can I get a divider for my food so that my wife doesn't eat it?
Okay, your turn. Keep it above the belt.
Well, this is something that I think has been for years and years and years.
That's
and years.
Not above the belt.
What?
I don't know. This is getting...
No, that when you cook for yourself, sometimes you cook for the kids too.
Oh, come on.
Sometimes you cook for everybody, not often, but you make your eggs all the time in the morning. You make these like egg sandwiches just for you and you never clean up after yourself ever. You always, you don't even put the freaking pots in the sink.
Well, they're hot. I don't want to burn everything.
If you put cold water on them, they won't That's be so true. Hot anymore. Yeah. But you never clean, you just assume, and yes, I do stay home during the day, but you just assume I am going to clean them up for you.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, I do.
But okay, but you don't feel bad about that at all? Like you never leave and are like, I could probably take another 30 seconds and rinse this pot out.
Yeah, but I feel bad. Like I want you to have something to do during the day. Like, so I feel bad. No, I'm just kidding.
Yeah, well, you see I'm not laughing.
Yeah, I know. Mm-hmm. That's a joke. No, I don't think about it. I'm just rushed in the morning and I'm
no,
like living
you're
for work.
No, you're not rushed.
And...
You're rushed because you drink your coffee all morning so that then you're rushed.
Well, but so are you because you drink your coffee all morning. So you're...
No, I'm not. I'm doing work. It's different.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. Okay. That's true.
It bothers me.
All right.
Oh, and I think we should do a poll. Do people like edited or unedited? Do they want us to edit and tighten or do they like all the other
yeah,
stuff?
Yeah, no tightening. Stop with the tightening.
I'm surprised you said, well, I did stop with the tightening after I had three kids.
Yes, no more kegels.
No, seriously, do people want, do they like the raw unedited version or do they like the tightening?
All right, you put that out there.
I'm going to.
I bet you I win.
Okay, I'm going to put it out there.
All right. Okay. Now,
message me.
I will get deep because you've only been deep. Not focusing while trying to have a conversation with you. That's a big one.
You mean because I'm on my phone?
Because you're on your phone.
Mm-hmm.
And now I know you're messaging people. You're, you know, it's work. But it's not like a new thing since you started doing this.
Mm-hmm. No, I have a huge addiction to
yes.
my phone.
Like I'll ask you something and you'll be like,
I do, and then you're right back with the kids too.
Yeah. And then you're right back to what you were doing. And then like 5 minutes later, you'll be like, wait, what'd you say? Mm-hmm. And then I'll hear you screaming at the kids. Like what? Cause I hear mommy. Mommy, but you don't answer until the fifth time.
Well, sometimes they could wait until I'm done with something. They
that's
really
never,
could.
That's never. You're never done with something.
That's not true.
Yes, it is.
That's not true. Come on. I spend plenty of quality time with them.
I'm not saying you don't spend quality time with your children. I'm saying when you're, if you're like focused on something on your phone and somebody tries to get your attention, there's no response, no communication, no focus.
Okay. No, I definitely feel like I have a problem with the phone. I also feel like sometimes people see me doing something and they could be like, hey, when you're done, can I ask you something? And then sometimes the kids will say to me, mom, what? You're always on your phone. And I'm literally like making them a play date or making driving arrangements for their game or whatever. And I'm like, look at my text that I'm texting right now. I am texting your friend's mom so that we can make arrangements for you to get to and from the birthday party. Like that's the stuff that the moms that we're doing on the phone. I'm literally not on like people.com. Well, sometimes I am, but usually I am not just doing, I am making arrangements for life. That's what I'm doing.
Yeah. But I will definitely try to speak to you and you're like, wait, just hold on. I'm doing this thing. Like I'm making a play date for the kids. And I look over and I see Instagram. Like you're on there messaging Instagram people or Facebook or like you're full of shit sometimes about that.
All right. Well, that's my one. That's my go-to. Yeah, that's your if one. I need a, what?
It's just your one pet peeve.
No, not my pet peeve. No, oh. I'm saying that's if sometimes I need like a break, that's what I do.
Speaking of breaks.
I'd like to go outside and smoke a cigarette, but that is not in the cards for me. So.
I'll cover you if you need to do that.
I don't need any covering.
Speaking of breaks, let's take a quick break and we'll be right back.
Okay.
Okay.
I love summer so much because it means last minute get-togethers with friends. We're just constantly with the people who we love having a good time. And you want to have as much time as you can to just hang out and not worry about running around and prepping for people to come over or what am I going to bring to somebody's house? Well, now Swig and Swallow, I think that might be my favorite company name ever.
I see you giggling when you say the name of this company.
I love it. Swig and Swallow, and their packaging is super cute too, is a line of fresh, all-natural cocktail mixers sold half full. They leave room for you to add your favorite spirits directly to the mixer bottle. No measuring required. There's just a line. You fill it to that, shake it up, and pour it, and you're all set.
That's like perfect for me.
Well, I was going to say it's perfect for me because I'm going to buy a cute pitcher from Target and I'm going to pour the stuff from the bottle into the pitcher from Target and people are going to say, oh my God, this is delicious. Did you make it? And I'm going to say, yeah, I did.
Yeah, of course.
I did, technically.
Yep, you did.
So all of their mixers are made from real ingredients, zero additives, preservatives, anything artificial, and they all have a 6-month shelf life if refrigerated or unopened. Once open, it's like fresh juice.
I think that's one of the best parts because all the stuff you buy, the mixers in supermarkets, they're full of sugar and they're so bad for you. There's so many calories.
They taste like chemicals.
Yeah.
Yeah. I love the idea, but it never tastes as good as it seems. This is fresh juice. They squeeze it. So they also have TSA size bottles, which are perfect for travel. And you can just take them on the plane. Like we do.
We are experts at that.
I am so excited about this one. So flavors include margarita, mojito, Moscow mule, and sour. They also carry cosmopolitan and daiquiri and gimlet seasonally. So they have a ton of options. So go to swigandswallow.com and enter promo code MNM for 20% off your order. Swig and Swallow.
Stop giggling.
MNM for 20% off your order. Go check it out. It's super fun, delicious, fresh, awesome.
Okay, should we go through just a couple more? Because I have like a scroll list here of other things I want to talk about. I don't want to bore people.
Yeah, and I also know that I know some of the most common ones, and we talked about this on the first pet peeves. I know snoring is a huge one. We both say each other snores. Right. I know that hogging the covers is a huge one in bed. We don't have that problem because we sleep separately.
Wait, don't talk about other people's.
Oh, you're going to do that?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Okay. Because I was going to say, if people aren't, I don't know if people are relating to ours or not, but I know that
we'll
we
there.
Have other ones that are relatable. But my next, oh, is it me?
Yes.
Okay.
It's
me's turn. So my next one is just how you rush everything.
Yeah.
But I know, but see, then you're like, yeah.
No,
like,
no,
you
like
think
I'm
it's
saying,
not a, you think it's not a big deal and you make a joke of it.
No, I'm saying, yeah, like, yeah, I have that
it's
problem.
It's gross.
Oh, I wasn't going to go there.
It is. It's a gross habit because it is such a sense of selfishness that you don't care enough to, it's everything. Like you never ever think one step ahead. You never read directions. You leave the house without things that I ask you to do because you don't care enough to write it down or set an alarm for yourself or whatever it is you have to do. Like, and even you were saying about the mail. So you'll sometimes go out and you go get the mail. Usually it's my dad who actually goes and gets the mail, but you'll go get the mail. But like recently we got invited to a bat mitzvah and we got the invitation came in the mail. You went, you got it. You opened it. You threw the envelope in the garbage.
Right.
And the next day, I see the invitation sitting there. And I'm like, oh, where's the envelope? And you're like, oh, I threw it away.
Well, what's an envelope? You want the invitation.
Okay, but what you don't get is that in doing that, the envelope says who it's addressed to. So is it just us who's invited? Is our oldest child, who's the same age as the bat mitzvah girl, just the one who's invited? Are all of us invited? And then I have to write a really uncomfortable email to the person like, hey, my husband threw away the envelope, so I don't know who I'm RSVPing for. I know, see, and you laugh because you think it's funny. It's not funny.
I don't think it's funny. Like, I would never think about
Right.
Who is it addressed to?
Okay, but maybe you should think to yourself first. But you don't think about that because for the last 20 years, that's the stuff I take care of. But if I take care of it, then just leave it in the envelope for me to take care of. But instead, you do things halfway. You open it, but you don't worry about, you're not going to RSVP to it. So why are you opening it? You're not going to be the one to take care of it. So leave it for me.
Because
in the moment, you want to see the invitation.
I want to see the invitation. Okay. But I know if I don't open it, it might not get taken care of.
Oh, come on. That is something that I don't do. When was the last time, maybe early in our relationship, I was bad about RSVPing to weddings and bat mitzvahs and stuff?
Just about,
I don't do that anymore.
No, it's not just about invitations. It's about the mail in general.
No.
Like what you were talking about before with the jury duty thing.
Okay, which this is not jury duty. It's a bat mitzvah invitation. This is the mail I want. And you know that. So leave it on the table for me to take care of. And that goes with a huge other thing, which is just that you get to pick and choose what you're going to do and what you're going to not do. And there are certain things that you, just because you're a man, you don't think you need to do. And like you laughed when I said to you, where's the envelope? You laughed. You're like, I'm not going to keep the envelope. I shouldn't be expected to do that and know that. And
but first of all, I don't sound like that.
Okay, well, then you say it how you sound. However you say it.
I would say to you, if you said to me, okay, where's the envelope?
You have a smile on your face right now.
Because I would say, yeah, I threw it out. What? Like, why do I need the envelope? Well, here's the invitation.
Because you don't know how to do it.
No, I don't.
Okay, but then if you don't know how to do it, and it's something that I always do, and I'm going to be in. If you're going to open it, then fucking RSVP to it.
All right, then I won't open it.
Okay, but I hate to RSVP. Why am I the one who always? Why is it assumed that I'm the one who has to RSVP?
For the same reason, it's assumed that I take care of the garbage. It's one of those things that.
Okay, but you like the garbage.
I don't know how it happened.
I don't like to RSVP.
Oh, really? Okay, I hate light bulbs. I hate.
Okay, but this is where the mental load comes in. Because right. For years, you have decided that you hate birthday parties. I'm the one who's going to go to birthday parties.
Oh, but I've been to plenty.
Because I ask you to go. Never once have you been to a birthday party because you're
this
like...
This was part of the last Pet Peeves episode, I think, where I took whoever to a birthday party and one of the moms said to me, oh, hey, how come Danielle never comes to the birthday parties? You're the one who's always here.
Well, that mom can go fuck herself.
Oh, I dare you to tell her that.
I want to know who it was. No, seriously, that is ridiculous. No mom should ever say that to another husband. How come the mom never? Fuck you, because sometimes the dad should.
I'd be careful if I were you.
Oh, now I know who it is. But no, seriously, that's one thing. You get to pick and choose your responsibilities with the kids. I want to pick and choose my responsibilities with the kids. But this is a mental load thing. Yes. This is one step above pet peeves. I know, but that's where I go.
Okay, did I mention in the last episode about toiletries?
I just
want to bring it up again.
Yeah, of course.
That's the worst.
Yeah.
Yeah. Ladies, guys, whoever it is, don't use your partner's toiletries. It's disgusting.
Okay.
Let's leave it at that. And then blaming me for the small things that are just not completely my fault. For instance, we're at a coffee and you'd be like, what? You didn't get coffee?
Well, coffee's always been your thing.
Exactly. And recently, I do my own laundry. I prefer to do my own laundry. I don't want anybody else doing it. So I empty the dryer.
Adam, you don't do your own laundry.
I do my own
laundry. You put it in the washing machine. That is hardly dusty.
No, wait. And then I move it to the dryer and then I take it out of the dryer and then I get yelled at because whatever was in the washer doesn't get moved to the dryer.
Doing your own laundry means putting it in the washer, putting it on the dryer, taking it out of the dryer and folding it.
70% of the time I do that.
Oh my God, you're living in a fucking fantasy. Okay.
Oh, man.
Because I fold your laundry all the time and I get no credit. How many times do you come home and your laundry is sitting up against the cabinets in your room, piled high because I don't want to put it away in the wrong place and you have to put it away?
Yeah, and it's... When was the last time? Nothing. When was the last time that happened? Tell me.
Okay. I do that. I am never folding your laundry again. Ever. Ever. Ever.
Ooh.
No, I'm not. I'm not kidding because I get no credit.
I'm not saying you get no credit.
No, you're...
I'm just saying, I wouldn't say you do it all the time. I would say we, I, really?
Yeah, really.
Wow. You're defensive about laundry.
Because I'm drowning in laundry and you never do any of it. Any of it. You don't wash towels. You never.
No, I don't.
Okay.
You're right.
Yeah, you do none of it. None of it. And if there's something in the dryer, you take it out and you put it in, or if the washer or whatever, and you put it in so that you can put your stuff in. You don't fold whatever is in there. And then I'm left to rewash, re-dry, de-wrinkle anything that you've taken out.
Okay. All right. Enough of the laundry. I have one more, and then we'll move on to just a couple bonus things.
But the laundry, I think, for most women is a big deal. And I think maybe we're not asking for enough. I think there's no reason why you shouldn't be helping more with the laundry. You use all the towels and everything. You use all of that. Why aren't you helping?
I thought we said we're done with the laundry.
No, you said we're done with the laundry. But you're blaming me for... Okay.
Okay. Okay. All right. One last one. Just a quick little one. This might be a good point to use this one. Is that you have no middle voice. You're either sweet and calm, Danielle, or crazy bitch insanity, Danielle.
That's true.
Yeah. There's nothing in the middle. Mm-hmm. Maybe you should find that middle Danielle, because there are times and places for those.
Like, what do you mean? Well, what would middle Danielle be?
Talking about laundry.
What do you mean? Like, just like it's like, not.
Okay.
Well, you know what it is? It represents something so much bigger to me.
It's not about the laundry.
Well, it's a little bit about the laundry, but it's more about the fact that there's all this stuff going on all the time that is so overwhelming to me. And to you, you just see it as, oh yeah, she'll just do it. And I'm so freaking overwhelmed. And I know that there are so many of us feeling like that. And in your head, oh, it's just laundry. But for me, it's legitimately like, it's a huge problem.
Okay. I'll say this. Honest Adam. Before you were working, yes, I would say, yeah, that's what you do. You're a stay-at-home mom. I mean, you take care of the kids and you take care of the house, and laundry is one of your responsibilities.
And you used to say if I went back to work, you would do more.
Yes, but I feel like we're not 50-50 on the kids. I know that in the house responsibility. Well, on the things that you're responsible for in the house responsibilities. I know I don't do 50% of those things, but I think I've been sympathetic to the fact that you have a lot on your plate right now. And
I'm literally picturing you in some kind of Game of Thrones death by dragon fire.
I knew what that meant, I wouldn't even.
Right. My Game of Thrones people do. Like I'm channeling Jane Fonda right now. Why? Picturing your death in all these different scenarios.
Really?
Yes. It's fucking annoying. Okay. Just help me. That's it. That's just help me. That's all.
Help me. Help you.
Mm-hmm. Okay, Cuba.
Well, that's what I said I want to talk about. Like, you're like, help me, help me, help me.
Well, we have
But I want help too. And you don't see that.
What do you want help with?
I want to do a whole thing about that. I don't want to talk about it here. But, you know, it's my mental load. I deserve a mental load, right?
Sure.
Right. Okay. Back to Psychology Today. Mm-hmm. Let's see where this is. I didn't pick out in random or anything. I just took their top 10 out of, they had like 50 top marital pet peeves. So I want to see if that's what you were talking about before, where I stopped you and I said, if anybody can relate to these, I'll put these on the website too, as far as part of the episode notes.
Show notes.
Sure. Show notes. Mm-hmm. Much better. Okay. This is number one. Toilet seat not ready for landing. We don't have that. Right?
What, that you leave the toilet seat up?
Well, it just says toilet seat not ready for landing. Maybe
you leave it up.
I don't leave it up. I always put the toilet seat up.
No, I'm saying.
Yeah. But I'm saying, could that be both ways? Like the woman doesn't put it up?
No, the woman should never put it up.
Why?
Because you don't fall in if you don't worry about the toilet
seat.
But
we have to, but we might pee on the seat and then there's a cleanup
thing.
Fine,
then clean it up.
Right.
Okay, but it's different than falling into the toilet.
that's true. Extra annoying on that one, leaving golden droplets on the floor.
What are golden droplets?
Like peeing on the floor. Like if you, like, I guess it's for the guy. Yeah, but
I have boys in my house. Yeah. My bathrooms always smell like pee.
Yeah. All right. Number two. Driven to distraction by electronic devices. That's you. Extra annoying. Being so absorbed as to not to answer when spoken to. That's number two.
Mm-hmm. No, I admit it. I have a huge.
Yeah, we did it. Disguising empty cartons as full by returning them to the fridge.
But you pee in them to make them?
I don't know.
What does that mean?
This is number three on their list.
Oh,
like if people drink something empty
right,
and then
put
it back.
Right, put it back in. Yeah. Right, right. No, we don't really do that.
Yeah. Number four, clothing abandonment, mostly all over the bedroom floor.
I'm drowning in laundry. There you go.
Number five, waterboarding towels by leaving them on the wet floor. So just leaving wet towels all over the place? That's not.
That's the kids.
Yeah, the kids do it.
Yeah.
Whistling up a headache for the other person. Does anybody whistle too much that annoys anybody?
My dad. But he doesn't live with us. Right. Oh, he whistles like crazy.
Number seven, joke reruns by repeating the same few jokes over and over again. That could be me.
Dad jokes.
Yeah, that's me, right?
Well, that's what the kids were doing on the hallway home from the Blue Man Group.
Oh, my God.
They were doing dad jokes, and they thought it was hilarious.
There was a lot of laughing going on in that car.
Yeah. Over dad jokes. I guess there are worse things they could be looking up, so we should be happy about that.
Number eight, trashing the car by leaving trash in it. Is that like a...
Well, the kids are always in my car.
Yeah.
They know in dad's car.
Is that like a normal thing for... moms or whoever's stayed home.
I had a meme that went viral a few times. Actually, it's gone viral about you. Yeah, a meme about how when you're not anymore, you've gotten much better about all this stuff. You got much, ladies. They do get better.
I'm a catch now, by the way. If anybody's looking, I'm all better.
No, you're not all better. But you're getting there.
I am.
Slowly. We're both a work in progress.
Yes, we are.
We are both a work in progress. So, but I had a meme that said, I can't even remember it now. But it said, husband getting out of his car alone, looking into my car, saying, oh my God, your car is so disgusting. It's such a disaster zone. Me getting out of my car with dogs, sports equipment, kids, snacks, juice boxes, papers, book bags. Go fuck yourself.
Yeah, it makes sense.
Like, because you're like, you look, and I'm literally a taxi cab. I'm an Uber driver all week long, as I know ladies, you all are too. So, you know what?
Or stay-at-home dads.
Or stay-at-home dads, sure. So I know that it's very easy to judge, but you have no one in your car with you all week long.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. When was the last time I said anything to you about how shitty your car is? All right, next. Fingernail or cuticle buffet by endlessly biting them.
Used to, and when I'm drunk, I do.
Toilet roll sabotage by not replacing it when it's empty.
That's me.
Yes, 100%. Okay, so that's for that list. Next is how to discuss relationship pet peeves.
Not like we just did.
Get yourself a podcast and fight in front of 100,000
right, exactly.
people. No, I think these were really good. I like this article. I'll link to it. I don't want to take credit for it. I'm just kind of reading around what they said. Number one, don't sweat the mildly annoying pet peeves. Prioritize the highly annoying ones.
Well, I'm sure we both have pet peeves that don't even annoy each other anymore.
Of course. We're just so used to it.
Right.
I mean.
Right. I'm looking at your blonde hair right now in the front.
That's become my pet peeve. Like, I don't even like it anymore.
Well, you shouldn't. It was dumb.
I guess only because you told me not to like it, so I know I don't like it.
Well, there's a whole story behind it. We'll have to get into that into another episode.
Next. Discuss no more than two pet peeves at a time and preferably one.
Mm. We did not do that this episode.
We did not. Try to delegate in how you address the issue. Make sure to frame it in something minor. Like, this is not a huge deal, but I want to discuss it with you. Like how the man should speak to the woman.
People sound so nice when they're talking about stuff. It's so not relatable. These articles, like a lot of them, are not, I don't know. I listen to a lot of podcasts.
But they're trying to talk to the majority, and we're not the majority.
Yes, we are the majority. People just don't want to admit it.
Right. Yeah,
you know?
That makes sense.
But like, I listen to a lot of podcasts, and some of them I think are fabulous, but there are some that I listen to, and I'm like, you know what? No, I'm not going to be that nice to my spouse when I talk to them, because I'm pissed.
Right.
you know?
There you go.
No, okay. What? Why? What? I am nice to you, but not when I'm pissed. When I'm pissed, I'm not nice.
Discuss only the specific behavior and not their personality or intention. Example, I wish you wouldn't leave empty cups in the bedroom as opposed to you're lazy.
That's a very big Gottman thing.
What's that?
Well, Gottman, who, you know, the principles of that you, that's when you start classifying someone as lazy or, you know, mean or bitchy, or then you're going into a whole different place than if you're saying, right. You know what I mean?
Yes.
If you start classifying them as something, then that's not good.
But
you are selfish. No, you've gotten
and
much
you are
better.
Lazy and sloppy.
Well, I'm not lazy. It's more of a, I have some kind of condition.
Which is selfish.
Right. Laziness can be selfish, but it can also be stemmed from, I suffer from depression and stuff. That's also different than, seriously.
Yeah. Okay.
That's a much bigger thing. You suffer from narcissism.
Exactly. Yeah. Right. Use depression as your defense.
It is a defense.
Sure. Okay. Use the complaint sandwich to present the problem. See tutorial here. All right. You're supposed to click that. Let's skip that one.
You're like the person at the award show saying, open envelope now. Yes.
So-and-so, stop.
Right.
Ask if they are willing to work on the issue. Don't demand that they do. Makes sense. Easy, mm-hmm. Right? Mm-hmm. Use I statements to explain why the issue annoys you. Example, when I find toenail clippings on the living room table, I feel disgusted.
That's Gottman also. I.
Be prepared for them to bring up their own pet peeves about you and be open to addressing them, even if you don't think they're as big as a deal as the one you brought up.
As big as a deal.
Yeah. It's a new Domino's topping. As big as a. Two more. Thank them for listening and for their willingness to make efforts if they agree to do so.
Mm-hmm.
Number 10.
Are you going to make a laundry effort?
If and when they improve, thank them and let them know you appreciate the efforts.
Well, thank you for approving the laundry next week. I really appreciate it.
Well, we have to go soon because I have my laundry to do.
Oh, okay.
And I will fold it. I will wash it. I will move over anything in the wash after I dry and fold my clothes.
Well, how about the text I sent you this week that I put on Instagram? Did you see me put it on Instagram?
What?
I put an Instagram story of our text, and I got the women were so, oh my God, I had so many responses of when you texted me. I asked you the other night to take out your stuff from the dryer and fold it. And you did. You took your stuff out of the dryer. And I thought that indicated, and that was that I had stuff in the washer that needed to be moved into the dryer, because why the hell else do I care if you take your stuff out of the dryer and fold it? And the next day I texted you and I was like, you know what? Next time, can you check the washer and put the stuff into the dryer? And you were like, yeah, but I didn't know there was anything in the washer.
Right.
Well, but who doesn't check if there's anything in the washer to be moved over to the dryer?
I don't.
Right.
I take my stuff out.
But that's ridiculous.
But I do. No, that's not ridiculous. I
do the selfish laundry.
Wrong. I do my laundry.
That's the selfish laundry.
No, it's not. It's because it helps you not to have you do my laundry.
Wow, you sound so 1950s. You're digging your own grave. I don't need to dig it.
I don't agree.
Okay, yeah,
stay-at-home moms. I mean,
okay,
is that all right? How many of you out there do your husbands do their own laundry? Do you consider me doing my own helping?
Or being if a you're 1950s still considering me just stigmatism? A stay-at-home mom, then we have a lot of issues.
I want the right word. I said stigmatism. That's in your eye.
Yes.
Or is it a 1950s?
Stereotype.
Stereotype.
But okay. Okay.
What else?
Right. You don't want to deal with it.
I'll deal with anything. Talk to me.
Not that even when I was a stay-at-home mom, I needed more help, but I'm working.
Oh, I know that.
You're saying you're a stay-at-home mom. No, I'm not.
Okay, you were. But it was the same thing then too.
No, it wasn't. I didn't complain to you about laundry when I was a stay-at-home mom. I'm complaining now.
You didn't complain
maybe
a year ago.
Maybe I complained, but I wasn't like angry at you for not doing it. And I had a cleaning girl a lot more often.
Right.
Now I don't.
Right. That's true.
Yeah. I need more help. No, you don't.
They do.
You know you don't. Maybe in your mind you do, but you don't voice it.
All right. So it would be all better if I took my stuff out of the dryer and check the washer if there's something in there to move it over.
If you started to do what you said you were going to do when I started working.
What?
When I started working, you were going to do more.
I think I am doing more.
Okay.
I wake the boys. I check Mia every morning. Mm-hmm. I wake the boys every morning. Mm-hmm. I make them breakfast 2 days out of the week. Mm-hmm. That's all there is to do in the morning. I dress them. I help dressing them. Not that I do it all. I think I'm helping.
Yeah, you're better than you were.
Isn't that helping?
Well, the woman who we're going to interview would say that's not enough.
All right. I think this was good. I think we did okay. Pet peeves part two. There's got to be a part three coming up at some point. Mm-hmm. There's more.
Yeah, well, we'll find out what other people's pet peeves are. But yeah. Yeah. Okay.
All right, guys. Thanks. Maybe we'll be back next time. I hope you enjoyed the episode. Please
subscribe. Yeah, to our email.
Sure. Subscribe to this. Rate this. Review this. And
go to our sponsors.
All right, guys. Thanks so much. We'll be back for Pet Peeves Part 3 next week.
No, we will not. No, we got to do some kind of appreciation episode.
Yeah, that's a good idea.
Okay.
All right. All right. Bye, guys.
Bye.